Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Scott Shelar on the line. He's president and CEO over at SEFCA. Scott, welcome to the show.
Adam, thank you so much for having me, man.
All right, well, great to have you here. And I know that you were one of our giveaway winners, where every week we raffle off a chance to be on the show. So love to connect and love to learn about new businesses and business owners and see what everybody's up to. So I think maybe the right part just to start with on this. So we'll talk about how construction companies are doing good while doing well in Georgia, and maybe just to get us kicked off, tell us a little bit more about your company, SEFCA.
Yes, sir. So we are a nonprofit organization based in Atlanta, Georgia, and we're entirely focused on helping people of all ages and backgrounds find a great career in the construction industry. You have probably read a lot about the skilled labor shortage facing the construction industry, and so we're taking a unique approach to solving that problem here in Georgia, where we're finding people, like I said, of all ages, all backgrounds. We work with graduating high school students, returning citizens, veterans, people with, you know, backgrounds, long-term unemployed, underemployed, basically anyone who wants a good job or a better job. We will help them get the training, the credentials, and the connections that they need to pursue a career in the construction industry.
So tell us, I don't want to assume that everybody listening to this understands a little bit about what's going on in the shortage. So tell us a little bit more about the just overall market and what a big problem this is.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And in some ways, the pandemic, I think, has made it worse. You know, here in Georgia, the housing market is just on fire. I mean, you know, homes sell within, you know, hours of coming on the market. It's hard if you're in the market for a home right now to find one here in Atlanta and really across the state. And so what that means is there's obviously big demand, which means there are a lot of construction, especially in residential right now. Builders cannot keep up with the demand. So, of course, what that means is they don't have enough workers to do all the work that's out there. And actually, there was already a shortage even going into the pandemic before this housing boom. Companies, you know, I've had trouble finding people who want to work in construction. And we attribute that to, you know, for generations, we've told young people that the only path to success is to go get a four-year degree. We have really downplayed, you know, the value and the opportunity associated with apprenticeship training and, you know, becoming an electrician or a plumber or a welder. Those are great opportunities. You can make a ton of money, and yet, generally, as a society, we've turned our backs on those opportunities, and we've focused entirely on getting a four-year degree. And to make it clear, I'm not anti-four-year degree by any stretch, but the reality is there are great opportunities in construction for people who like working with their hands and want to make a lot of money, especially right now in this current environment. So that's what we're focused on.
Who are SEFCA's customers? Like, who do you cater to?
Yeah, it's a great question. So our two big customers are obviously employers. We exist to help employers find good people who want to work in the construction industry, but then also the people who do want to work in our industry. We're here to serve them. And like I said, to help them get those credentials and the training that they need to get a great job in our industry. And so we work with graduating high school students, as I said, and veterans and people transitioning out of prison, people who are unemployed or underemployed. We're here to help those people get what they need to pursue a career in our industry if that's what they want to do.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about the construction companies and just the amount of opportunity that they're providing and how really this does translate into doing good while doing well in Georgia just overall.
Yeah, so, you know, the companies, you know, they have a shortage, they're having trouble finding people. And so, you know, by working with our organization, by working with CEFCA, they can obviously help their company grow by, you know, hiring more people through our organization. But then they're also helping, you know, people in our state and in our communities by giving them opportunities that maybe they didn't, you know, otherwise consider. You know, most people, when they think of getting a job or getting a career, they think of the, you know, the really popular things like becoming a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, someone in media or an engineer. They don't really think about construction, you know, as a viable opportunity. And so our organization helps them consider that. You know, we educate them on the opportunities that are available. We educate them on the kind of money that you can make and, you know, the kind of training that you need and the way, you know, the other big benefit in our industry is you can grow and climb as high as you want to go. You can start out as a laborer, you know, become an electrician or a plumber and, you know, go on to be a superintendent or, you know, we've even had graduates who've gone on to start their own businesses. So you can climb as high as you want to go. And so as a company, by being involved in our organization, you're doing well by hiring our graduates because you're growing your own company, but you're also doing good by helping other people, you know, find, you know, a great career path and climb as high as they want to go as individuals. So it's a really cool dynamic and it's a great job. We all love what we do here with CEFCA.
And that's awesome. I love it. How many people have kind of gone through the program or worked with CEFCA just in general? I'm just trying to get a feel for, you know, the students, the graduates. And I want to hear some stories here because I know people go through it and I know you guys are changing lives. I mean, give me some of those feel good stories, Scott. Like tell me of maybe a success story that's come through your doors.
Yeah. So I'll start with numbers. We have an adult program called Construction Ready, you know, and in a year we'll put, you know, around 300 adults through that program here in Georgia.
Wow.
We just got a big grant from Governor Kemp here in Georgia that's allowing us to expand across the state. And so
Wow. We're
going to go from, you know, 300 to 500 students potentially that we'll place into opportunities. So that's our adult program. Then we also have a youth program where we work with middle schools and high schools. And I mean, we have over 15,000 students enrolled in our high school programs here in Georgia.
Wow.
So, but now that includes, you know, all grades, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors. So in a typical year, you know, we might have a couple thousand students who come out of our programs and actually pursue a career in the industry. So, you know, the magnitude is, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 people, you know, lives per year that we're changing. But, you know, my favorite story, Adam, I mean, I have so many. We have a bunch on our website that people can check out. But we had a young man that came to us. We actually started our Construction Ready program when Arthur Blank, who's the owner of the Atlanta Falcons here, when he was building Mercedes-Benz Stadium, he wanted to put local residents to work on that project. And we had a young man who came to us. He was in a transition home, transitioning out of prison. He had, you know, spent 10 years in prison, 10 years of his life from age 16 to 26. He came to us, got into our Construction Ready program, ended up working on Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you know, building this $1.7 billion project here in Atlanta.
Mm.
And today he's thriving with a large construction company here in Atlanta called Holder Construction. They were the leading general contractor, and he's thriving with them. Last I heard, he was on a project up in the Northeast, and he's, you know, on path to become a superintendent, you know, and superintendents with Holder Construction can make $100,000, $200,000 a year. And to think that, you know, 6 or 7 years ago, he was transitioning out of prison, and all because of this program, now he's, you know, on path to be a superintendent with one of the largest general contractors in the country. It's just a, an amazing story, and you know, it's why we do what we do. You know, we know we're having a major impact on the lives of people, and we also know we're helping, you know, companies get the workforce that they need to continue building these amazing projects. So it's a really cool, like I said, it's a cool win-win dynamic that we're working on here.
Man, that is amazing. What an amazing success story. And that's exactly what I wanted, because I know you're changing lives over there, and I just want to make sure that everybody else knows that too. So I think that's great. I think it's great what you're doing. So Scott, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about CEFCA or to connect with you and your team and learn about the programs, I mean, what's the best way for people to do that?
Well, our website is cefga.org, cefga.org. We also have a construction ready website specifically if you're an adult, you know, 18 or older, and you want to check out our program. That program is constructionready.org. You can go there. And then, of course, we're all over social media. I won't list all the different channels, but we're all over social media, you know, CEFCA Jobs or Construction Ready. You can check us out. But the other cool thing, Adam, is we're going to be expanding across the country here shortly. We're starting to set up some programs in other states, and just really excited to be exporting what we're doing here in Georgia into a few other states across the country. So looking forward to that, and thank you again for the opportunity today.
Well, thank you, Scott. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. We hope that you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned some things. If you did, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return viewer or listener, depending on where you're at right now. And Scott, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Sounds good, Adam. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.